In a sense, your world is in a storm, which is not surprising to any of you we know. And the storm, interestingly enough, is about power, which means that power structures are coming apart and must be put together differently, hopefully healed. And that is happening above you. And if you think about the storm brewing in the sky above you, but you think about yourself in the warmth of your own home, you are going to have a better idea about how to be with yourself and with many other things while this inevitable disintegration is happening in order that things can be reformed. So there is peace in the eye of the storm. There is peace in your home if you let the storm simply be above you and do all that you can to stay away from interacting with the storm. When the storm has passed, there will be work to do, but not while the storm is blowing. And you think about yourself and the weather and the wisdom of staying in your house when there is weather. There is plenty to do in your home. And if something is not as it should be, then you can enter into, what would we say, the cleanup process when the storm has passed. We realize this is very simplistic and probably very difficult to do. But we want you to at least think of it as a good structure for the time that you are in. After you have noted the insanity of something, if you do not have control of making it sane, you can only cast your vote for sanity, then that must be enough. That must be something that you know inside of yourself, that is enough. But to let the primary creative energy that lives in you and has been given to you to create in this year ahead, to waste it on a storm you did not create and cannot stop. This is not a good use of energy. There will certainly be moments, but we do want to remember that the thing we are in charge of is indeed our own energy budget. And keeping that in mind, it is not that we do not know that there is a storm, but we know that we did not create the storm and cannot stop it. And so we need our energy for fixing our home, for warming what is in us and around us, for creating in a way that is best for us. And that is indeed the very peculiar lesson of this time. So when we are looking at all of this, in terms of the year, you have a very creative and the potential for a very productive year if you do not hang your energy on the storm. If you are simply being who you are, taking responsibility where you can, making good movements where those movements are helpful, but also looking at the creative side of your own life and your own energy and saying, what is the step I can take today? So that you do not get lost in a picture so large you cannot see the next thing that you need to paint. It is a difficult lesson, but it is a good lesson. In this day, what am I thinking about? What would I like to create? What is the step I can take. And then when you take that step, be sure that you do it in a place of honor, honoring yourself, knowing that the universe is honoring you for that step as well. And that is where we want to keep our focus. So, we will begin to meditate together. So if you will breathe easily and deeply, feeling the peace all around you, breathing in the peace, exhaling the storm. Breathing in the love, exhaling the fear. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth coming up and into your body. Let the cleansing energy wash any blockage in your root so that that root center may begin to come together, to make a form, to make a structure for you to create from, one that is in you and of you, and is a match for who you are. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the second center and let it wash the second center free of judgment, free of shame, free of any of the old heaviness that might have prevented us from moving before. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the solar plexus. Let the cleansing energy wash away any of the emotions that do not serve you, that pretend to be true, pretend to have meaning when they are simply emotions. Remove all of that from your body. Feel the cleansing energy come up from the earth and into your heart center. And feel the cleansing energy wash away your reluctance to know what you know and to enter life strongly as yourself, loving what you love and creating what you are here to create. And let the cleansing energy wash away old pain and leave the heart center bright and vibrant and alive. Feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into your throat. And feel that cleansing energy wash away limiting or negative communication that you might be having with yourself in relation to the world or others. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your third eye, washing your third eye, so that it is clear and clean and connected to the universe, so that your own intuitive powers are joined by the powers of the universe and you are seeing from a higher wider plane than you have before, both yourself and the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown. And let the cleansing energy open your crown so that you are receiving the energy of the universe. And feel that linking of light, your light, and universal light. And allow your light to move up and out of your body. Higher. Feel the night sky and the beauty and the balance of it. And see the beauty of your path, bright and silver in the night sky. And follow that path lightly, easily, knowing that you are safe to walk here. And feel the path come to gates which open and invite you in. And see the beauty of your place. See the water that runs and refreshes you. See the golden light in the air around you that enriches you and elevates you. And walk upward to the place where your teacher waits. And take this time to spend with your teacher. Now see that your teacher has a gift for you. When you've known your gift, thank the teacher who is with you here and receive the teacher's blessing. Come down to this place, breathing in the air, refreshing yourself in the water, to the open gates, to your silver path in the sky. Feel the wind, see the beauty of the perfectly balanced lights. Feel your burdens fall away. Bring your consciousness to the room again, and as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.